Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, the Big Bad Morning Show. I like that name. Station Oriole reporter, it's Jerry Coleman from Baltimore as the Padres are headed in that direction. Jerry, how are you today? Thanks for joining us out here.
Thanks for having me, Chris and Tony. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And is it a national holiday tomorrow in Baltimore because Manny Machado is going to be back in town?
Well, there's been a little celebration. Yeah, a little bit. There's been a little celebration added to the holiday with the announcement that Adley Rutschman, the top overall pick, the catcher from Oregon State, has signed his deal with the Orioles and will be introduced at some point during the game tomorrow. I'm wondering if that was by design by the Orioles to sort of counter Manny's arrival. But there is a lot of anticipation of his return for the first time since being traded away at the All-Star break last year. And it should be a mixed reception.
I was getting ready to ask you that, Jerry. I mean, this past weekend in Pittsburgh was really the first place I think Manny has been to where he wasn't booed. What type of reception do you think he'll get in Baltimore? You think it's going to be mixed, huh?
Yeah, Tony, I've been on the record in saying that I think it will start with some heavy booing mixed in with some cheers, and then there'll be some more cheering as maybe the night goes along as they show probably a montage of him at some point. But I would think overall when he comes to the plate, it would be mostly boos. It's funny how you mentioned the way it's played out in a lot of visiting ballparks, because there's some revisionist history here about certainly all the great things he did for the franchise, but some of the criticism that he has had in print, most notably the Sports Illustrated, where it seemed like he was blaming the fan base, later clarified it and just said it was more ownership. But there's still some fans unhappy with the way he, you know, the way he played here, the way he didn't show up for certain events. And it wouldn't be like a guy like from San Diego, Adam Jones, per se, returning, who I think would get a much more favorable outcome and reception.
Well, that's because Adam Jones is on our show all the time, and we've taught him all the best way to hang out and be. And no, he's a terrific guy. You know,
he's
have
a class
really,
fact.
He really truly is, and I appreciate you saying that about a good San Diego guy.
Yep.
You know, the thing with Manny Machado is that we heard so many different stories, Jerry, before he got here, and I got to be honest with you. He's been like aces in San Diego. I don't know what you guys have all heard there. Now, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there was one pop fly to center field that he didn't sprint all the way to second base. For the most part, though, maybe there's been a couple of interviews he's turned down here and there. But it seems like for the most part, man, he's been a great teammate. He's been very friendly. He's out at games. He's signing autographs. He's mixing with the fans. Is that word getting back to Baltimore? And if so, is that surprising to the people in Baltimore?
That word actually has not gotten back to that degree, to be honest with you, Chris. I guess the smart aleck reply that I would have, and maybe some other skeptical Oriole fans, is that, you know, $300 million will change a person in that way.
Right.
And maybe make you a little bit different. So it's a new leash on life for him, obviously, being out there. He felt like somehow the Orioles owed him an explanation about where they were trading him. And there's just still some things that he says that probably rub people the wrong way, not just here in Baltimore, but around baseball for the style he plays. And, I mean, I guess it's gone well so far. And, you know, he's put up the numbers that you would expect for a guy of his caliber. But, again, his reputation is not as great as, let's say, an Albert Pujols coming back to St. Louis. It's not going to be that type of return.
Jerry, I want to talk to you a little bit about the baseball side of Manny Machado. He got off to a relatively slow start here in San Diego. He started to pick it up as of late offensively. He's been as advertised when we talked to you that first day defensively. Over the years that you watched Manny play, is he known as a slow starter and kind of picking it up in the second half? What do you read into his start? Is this something that he normally does?
It has been that way in the past, to be honest, Tony, and a lot of that's attributed to the weather, which I guess you can't blame being out in San Diego because he does enjoy the warm weather. Maybe he was just getting acclimated to his new surroundings. He was in the National League briefly, obviously, with the Dodgers and during the postseason. Maybe he was just, you know, getting started and all the pressure of the contract. But I would anticipate he would put up the numbers. And, you know, this is where he's at its best. Is at third base and not at shortstop, where he forced his way last year under Buck Showalter. He's a platinum glove third baseman. He's a borderline gold glove shortstop. He's definitely much better defensively at the corner.
Jerry Coleman is with us, Baltimore Orioles reporter, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Of course, Padres are headed that way. That means Manny Machado returning home for the first time to Baltimore. And Jerry joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. The whole Oriole organization, I know that we don't have a lot of people who follow Baltimore here in San Diego, but, I mean, just baseball fans in general, I think, wonder what has happened to this proud organization. I mean, the Baltimore Orioles in my lifetime have been one of the top organizations. I know that they're competing against the Red Sox and Yankees, et cetera, but to see the Baltimore Orioles sitting there with 110 losses and this year, what, they're 26-55 or something like that. It surprises me that this organization has gone down this much. What has happened, and is there a promise of brighter days ahead in Baltimore?
Well, I guess that's what tomorrow is all about, is, you know, saying goodbye to the past and bringing in the new with the catcher, Adley Rutschman. They're on pace again to have the first overall pick this year. So that's what they need to do under their new leadership. And for the first time ever in the Orioles' history, they've admitted they're in a rebuild mode. So they're going to finish with probably the worst record, if not the second worst record, and they'll be fine with that to pick near the top, if not the top pick again. Just like Mike Elias, the new GM, had that luxury in Houston in rebuilding that franchise, which is one of the reasons they brought him in. So it's a very bad baseball team. The fans have anticipated that. Some are still uneasy about it because they've never been through something like this. But this team is going to continue to lose because they just don't have the talent nor the depth right now. A lot of their best pitching and a lot of their better players aren't even at AAA. They're at AA and at Single-A. So they're in a phase right now where they're going to continue to finish last, at least for a third straight year, and patience is being required. But Peter Angelos, the longtime owner of this team, has been not well, and he has stepped really away. His sons are running the ball club. They're the ones that brought in Mike Elias and Sig Meidel from the Astros, and those guys brought in Brandon Hyde from the Cubs. And, again, it's been a learning process for all of them here, but they're hoping to turn the page in the next couple of years and just begging the fans' patience.
You mentioned, Jerry, you mentioned Adley Rutschman, first overall pick, reportedly has signed for $8.1 million. The club hasn't confirmed that yet, so it's reportedly until they do. But they feel pretty highly about this guy. What are you hearing that has the Baltimore Orioles so excited about this young man?
Well, they just felt like, Tony, he was head and shoulders above everyone else, including the second pick, Bobby Witt. So we'll see, because those two are going to be linked forever. But he's a kid that obviously can hit for power. He can spray the ball around. Excellent defensively. Won all the major awards in college. Led his team to a college World Series in his junior season. So he checks off all the boxes. And he's a guy that we still don't know where he's going to start in the minor league system or when, because he just played an exhausting college season. But he's being looked upon as one of the saviors of this ball club. So they put together a very good draft, they feel. They've signed most of the guys. And, again, if they finish in last place, they'll have to do it all over again. And that's what Elias ended up doing in Houston and helping to rebuild that club. It wasn't just 1 year. It was multiple years of number one pick.
Well, it'll be interesting to see Manny Machado coming back to Camden Yards tomorrow night, next two games in Baltimore. Jerry, thank you so much for the insight. Appreciate it. And good luck to the Orioles. Hopefully by the time they come around, the Padres will be waiting for them in a World Series somewhere down the road.
Yeah, that'll be sometime later this century, I foresee it probably. But thanks so much, guys, for having me on. Do appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.